Part 2.
You will hear part of a local radio program in which the head of the Park Arts Center is interviewed about events that are going to be held at the center. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 20. Now listen to the conversation and answer questions 11 to 20.
And next on City Life this week, we have with us in the studio Harvey Bowles, head of the Park Arts Centre. He's here to tell us about forthcoming events at the centre. Harvey, welcome.
Hello, thank you.
So, what can we look forward to first at the Park Centre?
We've got a very exciting programme lined up for you. The next event will start on the 18th of February and run till the 24th. Times for the event? Twice each day at 2:30 and 7:30 p.m. There'll be a folk music concert and we're sure this is going to be very popular. A range of excellent musicians are coming, some playing for the first time in this country. And for those who want a souvenir, or for people who don't manage to get to the performances, the foyer shop will be selling a CD showcasing the great talents of the performers.
Sounds good.
Yes. And then after that, our next event is starting on the 1st of March and runs for 8 days. There's a lot going on, so you'll need to look in the separate programme, which shows all the various times and so on. It also includes details of performers and ticket prices. You can pick one up from the foyer at the centre. Yes, this year we're hosting the dance festival again, and it's going to be even bigger than last year. It's become a major feature of the arts year, and many of the performances will be recorded on video and DVD. But nothing can beat the thrill of attending the events live. We have a great range of styles, performed by over 100 groups, representing as many as 4 continents. All I can say is book early, because many of the shows are going to sell out quickly.
I'm sure they will. And what do you have for us after that?
Well, then things get a little quieter, but no less interesting. From the 14th to the 20th of March, every evening at 8, we go into cinema mode and we're showing a fine new film. I expect you've seen reviews of it. Love and Hope.
Oh, yes, wonderful.
Yes, and it's not just an ordinary screening. We're delighted that each screening will be introduced by a short lecture by the producer, who will also leave a little time for questions from the audience. Again, I recommend early booking for this. It's bound to be popular.
I'll be there. Anything else lined up at this point?
Yes, we've got a special one-day event on April the 2nd. The times aren't fixed yet, but I can tell you that we're having a singing competition.
Oh, yes?
There'll be a large number of entrants, and the talent should be impressive. And Channel 6 are coming, so the event is going to be shown on TV. So, come and be part of the audience.
I'm sure people will want to. Well, Harvey, thank you very much for coming in and telling us all this. Details of all the events are on your website, aren't they?
Yes, yes. The address is www.
That is the end of part 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers.